Good evening. Thank you, Jake. Thank you very much. Thank you, as always, for your incredibly talented and diligent work and effort to bring us all together to learn every night of the week. We learn tonight, as we always, L'Zecher, Ilui, Nishmas, Manas, Yitzchak Ben Aryeh. We want to thank our sponsor for his kind generosity. This week's parasha is Parashas Mishpatim. Parashas Mishpatim, there are a lot of beautiful mitzvahs, there are many topics. And one of the topics in this parasha, I'd like to speak about, dwell upon for a few moments, is the topic of giving meat of a treifa to a dog. Certainly, there are certain people here that have pets, and they have a dog. And we know in this week's parasha, there's a very unique mitzvah. Question among the commentators, is it actually a mitzvah, or is it a good thing to do? And that is, the pasuk tells us that in the event, basar basar de treifa. Let's first understand the very simple understanding of the pasuk. Pasuk refers on a very simple level where we have a shepherd, and then the shepherd has sheep, and he goes out to the field, to the meadow, to pasture the sheep, and the sheep have what to eat. But as in the field, there are dangerous wolves lurking out there in the field, and sometimes a wolf comes and gets past the protection, which is usually provided by the dogs. The person takes with him a watchdog. Every once in a while, a wolf comes forward and devours a sheep. The sheep is no longer alive, and it's not kosher, because in order for the sheep to be permitted for consumption, it has to have a kosher shechita. And if there is not a kosher shechita, then the sheep cannot be eaten. So the Torah says, "Basar basada treifa lo sechelu," meat that is found out in the field, do not eat. "Lakelef tashlichu noisai," instead, take this meat, which is unfit for consumption, because it has died, the animal has died by being ripped apart by a wild animal, and give it as a gift to the dog. Lakelev tashlichun oiso. Give it as a gift to the dog. Now, before we, that is a simple understanding. It's Torah. There are many Mamar Chazal that elaborate upon this. Everyone is very familiar. Why shall we give this meat to the dog? Chazal tell us it is a reward to the dog who did not bark when the Jewish people left Egypt. Ulchol b'nei Yisrael lo yechratz kelev l'shaylai. The dogs did not bark at the people. The dogs did not bark at the animals of the Jewish people. In reward for maintaining their silence, they were rewarded that the min, the species of dogs, their descendants, however you want to understand it, were rewarded that in the event we have in our possession meat that is not fit for consumption because the animal has died by means other than shechita, we give it as a gift to the dog to eat. Okay, that is the Pshutai Shel Mikra, the simple understanding of the pasuk and the very popular Chazal that explain why this is the case. I came across something very interesting. We know that there is a different angle of looking at this mitzvah. There are ayin panim l'Torah. There are always so many different dimensions, different ways of understanding something. And this caught my attention. We know later in the Torah, in Chumash Devarim, we have another halacha, that if a person has in his possession meat called nevela, so he should either give this meat as a gift to a ger, which means a non-Jew who observes the seven mitzvahs of Noach, or he could sell it to a Gentile, to a nochri. That's what it says. Now, it's interesting, the terminology. Here in our parasha, we are discussing meat that is called tereifa, which, as we explained, simply means an animal that has been killed, been ripped apart by a wolf in the field. And there's another word to describe seemingly the same meat, the same situation. The animal is a nevela. Whenever an animal dies without ritual slaughter, it is called a nevela. But the truth is, there's a very big difference between these two words, at least in Shulchan Aruch. In Shulchan Aruch, when we talk about a treifa, what it typically means is an animal upon which shechita was performed. A shochet approached the animal, made a blessing, Baruch ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaYolam, Asher Kedushanu B'mitzvos V'Tzivanu, Al HaShechita, proceeded to do a perfect, proper shechita with all of the laws that are given to us in Shulchan Aruch. Afterward, as is required, he inspects the organs of the animal to make sure that the animal was a healthy animal. And in the event he discovers that, let's say, for example, there was a hole in the lung, then it means it's a treifa. This animal was not a healthy animal. There was a major defect. And it may not be eaten by a Jew, even though shechita was performed, even though a bracha was recited on the shechita. It doesn't matter. If we make an inspection and discover that there was something wrong with the animal which we could not have possibly known in advance, the bottom line is that this animal is called a treifa. The term nevela is used in the halachic sense of describing an animal upon which never experienced shechita at all. The animal died on its own. It just reached its life expectancy, or it got into an accident, or it became ill, and it died. It never experienced an act of slaughter. What is the difference between the two? Well, it's not relevant in today's day and age, but when there was a Beis HaMikdash, there's a very big difference. An animal which is called a treifa is not tamei. If one touches it, nothing happens. But an animal which dies without shechita is called a nevela. It is it brings upon itself a severe form of tuma, an avatuma. So again, an animal upon which a kosher shechita, a proper shechita was performed, and then a defect was discovered, is tahar. It may not be eaten, but it's tahar. An animal upon which a shechita was not performed is tameh. In Chumash Devarim, when we discuss the mitzvah of giving meat that's not kosher for a Jew to a Gentile, whether he be one who observes the Zayin mitzvah b'nei noyach or is not observant at all, the piece of meat we are describing is called a nevela. But in this week's parasha, when we are describing meat that is to be given as a gift to a dog, even though the simple understanding is where the animal died on its own, it was killed by a wolf in the field, but the term that is used is a treifa, which if we look at from a halachic perspective, it's a different type of meat. It's a piece of meat upon which a person recited a blessing and experienced a mitzvah of shechita. It happens to be, it cannot be eaten by us because it's a treifa, but it's a different type of meat. It is tahar. Not only is it tahar, a pious individual recited a blessing on its ritual slaughter. Now, what am I getting at? I want to come to another halacha, another very interesting halacha, and have to hold back and not get squeamish when I mention this. I apologize in advance for mentioning this, but I think it's important. This is a halacha, and I want to bring out a point. There's a very interesting halacha in Masechta Kala. Masechta Kala is not one of the typical Masechtas in Shas. It's a small Masechta. It appears, it was written similarly by the Rabbanon Savaroy at a later point. It's a small Masechta called Masechta Kala. And it says there's something which we do not do today any longer. But it, obviously, if it's mentioned there, it was something which was done. In ancient times, there was a custom that when scribes would prepare the parchment for Sifrei Torah, tefillin, and mezuzahs, they would have to process the raw leather, the hides of the animal, in order to produce parchment. There's a whole variety of ingredients that they can use to process these hides. And it was selected to use the waste, the actual waste product of a dog, despite the fact that it has a horrific, a odor, obviously very, very disturbing. It was selected to be used to process the hides of Sifrei Torah. And the reason is because the dogs, for the same reason, in the merit of dogs not barking at the Jewish people on their way to Matan Torah. When we left Egypt, the goal, the purpose was to go to Har Sinai to receive the Torah. And as we left on our mission, our journey to receive the Torah, the dogs did not bark. In that merit, it says here in Masechta Kala, read the words. It says, Tana, we learned in the Braisa, Lama zachu kilavim sheya yi'asen mitzvay asan ibud oyreis nefadim tefillin umizuz lefi shelechoratz kelev leshoinai. So I want to put these two things together. We have here a dog. A dog did a kindness to the Jewish people in Egypt. It did not bark, did not scare us. It did not prevent us from leaving. The dog did an act of kindness. In reward for that act of kindness, look at the entire cycle. A theoretical concept. This is theoretical. We have in front of us a piece of meat which we cannot eat. Why not? Because we have discovered after the slaughter that there was a defect in the animal. We may not eat, but this piece of meat that we have in front of us is holy. It's holy because a pious individual recited a blessing, made a bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, and slaughtered the animal. And the animal does not have any contamination because it received a proper ritual slaughter. We may not eat it because of a technicality, but the meat is tahor. And we take this piece of meat which we recited Hashem's name upon, and we give it to a dog as reward for its act of kindness when we departed from Egypt on our journey to Har Sinai to receive the Torah. The dog takes this piece of meat, it eats it, it chews it, it enjoys it, it digests it. And part of the process of consumption is a waste product. That waste product is taken and is used to prepare leather, to prepare the hide of an animal so that it can be used to write the words of the Torah upon it. Think about this. Theoretically, the shochet, the person who slaughtered the animal, which turned out to be a treifa, he walks into shul one day, and they learn from the Torah. And when they finish learning, they lift up the Torah, and he points at the Sefer Torah, and he says, "V'zois haTorah asher sam Moshe lefnei bnei Yisrael." You know what he's looking at? He's looking at his own product. He's looking at the Torah, at the parchment, that he made a bracha at some time in the past upon a piece, upon an animal. He slaughtered the animal with all of the halachas, with all of the sanctity that goes into the mitzvah of shechita. He later discovered there was a defect in the animal, so he could not consume that animal. Instead, gave it to a dog to eat as reward, and that dog digested the meat, produced a waste product, which was used to make that very Sefer Torah, that parchment that he's looking at, and he's pointing at and is reciting, "V'zois haTorah asher sam Moshe." Says in Koheles, "Shelach lachmecho al pnei hamayim, ki b'roiv yamim timtza'ena." What you give comes back to you. Let me tell you a very short story. It's not a short story, but let me make it very, very short to illustrate this point. I know this story firsthand. I know the person, for sake of privacy, I don't want to reveal too much information, but the story really made a powerful impression upon me. It was a person who had, his wife was expecting, and there were significant complications. And they went to a hospital where they were under the care of some very good doctors who were specialized in dealing with the situation that they were working in. And they were there for Shabbos. And during this time, they were there for Shabbos. The husband, he went down to the shul. They had a little shul. It wasn't much of a shul. To see if there was a minyan to daven Shabbos morning. They come down, and they together with great difficulty a minyan. They started davening. There was a Sefer Torah. And it turned out the Sefer Torah was false. And this person was very, very disappointed. And after a long story, he committed himself that he must somehow provide for this hospital, for this facility, a Sefer Torah, so that other people, when they come to this location, they should always have available a Sefer Torah, a kosher Sefer Torah, so on Shabbos Kodesh, they'll be able to read from the Torah. And after a period of time, he was able to do it. He was able to donate to this location a new Sefer Torah. It was given in a very discreet, humble way, not to make a commotion, and was given to the hospital, and everything was put into place. The person was, of course, very proud. He was a very busy person. Baruch Hashem, he had a child. Everything was fine. And then a year or two or three, I'm not exactly sure of the number of years passed, and he was blessed with knowing that his wife was expecting another child. And because they had already a relationship with the doctors, they decided they wanted to go back to this hospital and have the baby in this same location. And at this time, this person, he really honestly forgot about the fact that he donated the Sefer Torah to this facility. His wife went to the hospital. He took him to the hospital during Aseres Yimei Teshuvah. And everyone knows during Aseres Yimei Teshuvah, Mincha, we open up the Aron and we say, Avinu Malkeinu. The fellow, his wife was in the hospital. He was waiting. He heard her davening Mincha downstairs. He went downstairs to daven Mincha. He came late and there were many people. It was crowded. A lot of people happened to be in the neighborhood or whatever the situation was. Aseres Yimei Teshuvah. There were many people there. Comes in, even forgot that it was Aseres Yimei Teshuvah. Daven Mincha. He came a little bit late. He was davening Shemona Esrei. He was standing in the corner, and he finished his silent Shemona Esrei basically when they were finishing up the Chazaras Hashat. And as he finished, he took his three steps back. Person points to him with an intensity and says, first that he never in his life saw, he says, you, psicha, open up the Oroim, Avina Malkeinu, you. Startled, came late, he's in the back, he's in the corner. Okay, fine. He goes up, he opens up the Oroim, and his wife at that moment in time was in labor. And we all know the custom, the Jewish custom, when a woman is in labor, we give the husband psicha. This person he never saw his whole life. He was also a guest. He was a makeshift rabbi. And this person was pointed at, you go open up the Oroim for Avinu Malkeinu. He opens up the Oroim, and to his shock, it's his Sefer Torah that he donated. Shortly thereafter, his wife gave birth to a healthy child. And the shock is, this person years ago came here. There was no Sefer Torah. He donated a Sefer Torah l'shem Shemayim. And here years later, his wife was in labor. He just happened to fall into this minyan. It just so happened by chance, the person who was a makeshift rabbi points at him and says, you open up the Aron HaKodesh. And he opens it up. He hasn't seen that Sefer Torah in years. And as the custom is to give a person whose wife is in labor, psicha. And only moments later did his wife give birth. He felt Hashem was speaking to him. Hashem said, you did it, I'm here. I'm here to acknowledge your chesed. I've seen what you have done. I want you to feel close. In our theoretical example, it's the same thing. The shoychet made a bracha, baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu melech ha'olam. He slaughtered that animal. The animal has sanctity because of the blessing. The animal is now, the meat is given to a dog in recognition of the chesed it did for the Jewish people when they left Egypt to receive the Torah. The dog enjoyed that basar. The dog digested the basar, produced a waste product, which in turn was then used to prepare parchment to make a Sefer Torah. The Shoychet one day walks into the shul and he sees a Sefer Torah, Hagba, the Zoyf HaTorah. The Zoyf HaTorah, it's your Torah. You are the one who started the process of giving sanctity to what came down through this shalshelis, this chain of events, which produced this holy object from which people can learn and be inspired. It started with your bracha. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu melech ha'olam. It was a process that took many turns that was not expected, but it's yours. Shelach lachmecha al pnei hamayim ki b'roiv yamin timtza'ena. Thank you very much for joining me tonight. Thank you for being here. May everyone have a successful, joyous week ahead. And again, thank you to Jake, and have a wonderful evening.